It's that simple. Stop feeling like you don't have power. Stop feeling pathetic and weak. Break out of your television-induced trance. It starts with a war growl. It starts with getting fired up, staring at yourself in the mirror and showing some teeth and saying, I'm a human being. I have dignity. I'm going to resist. I'm going to start recognizing the propaganda. I'm going to break free from it. I'm not going to fight with my family. I'm going to organize with my family and realize we're under attack by the social engineers. And I'm not going to fight with my neighbors. We're going to organize. Humanity's going to come together. Ah! 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 We're coming for you, globalists. Ah! Coming for you. Coming for you. We know what you're doing. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water. They turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Dead Frog Radio version 2.25 begins its heating process as bubbles begin to form. The bubbles increase in size and rise to the top as this large pot boils. A chamber pot of urine and fecal matter. I am kinda sort of token, and I'm the one who started the fire that caused a stink of epic proportions to fill the air in which it is now impossible to breathe. Well folks, it's been made official. I am absolutely in the hole here in FCI Loreto as retaliation. Let me back this up and give the full story for any new listeners out there, and for those who don't listen to Alan Weiner's show. Some of this will be new to you. I didn't want to use this show in this way. I just wanted to do comedy and stupid voices. Well, a few months ago, I was thrown in the hole without explanation. The next day, SIS, the Special Investigation Scumbags, I think that's what that stands for. Anyways, they came down and told me I should stop doing the show because it was upsetting some of the staff members. As you may have noticed, this show never stopped. We put out new episodes every week and never mentioned the threat. They destroyed my radios and promised that they would turn up the heat if I kept doing it. And I kept doing it. In the meantime, this crazy nutjob piece of shit warden continued on his tyrannical rage of fat aggression, or whatever makes simple people like him angry. I was sending out emails, documenting everything he did, and not once sparing my language. I constantly refer to him as, quote, the fat piece of shit. A few weeks ago, he came into my cell while I was sleeping, and he threw a blanket at me. I immediately sent an email saying that I was going to write up the fat piece of shit for assaulting me. About 20 minutes later, three officers run up into my cell and cart me off to the hole, where they told me nothing. Until a few days ago, that is. While officially I am, quote, under investigation, the warden himself stopped by my cell to tell me he was going to send me to a more dangerous prison, where I would, quote, get the ass whooping I deserve. Now, mind you, at this point, all I've done is my radio show and sent out emails about an out-of-control warden, who is proving every point I've made. I get that he may personally be offended by the terms I've used to describe him. But believe it or not, there are supposed to be rules and regulations for staff conduct. None of which this nutjob warden seems to think applies to him. We're held to the highest of standards for our conduct. I got in trouble for a modified radio, yet this warden walks around and talks on his cell phone, which he is not legally even supposed to have on this compound. Who's to hold those that holders accountable to the standards that they themselves created? Nobody is doing this currently. The regional director seems to be ignoring what's going on here, and it is very disappointing. The term that comes to mind when trying to describe this prison compared to others I've been locked up in is rogue. They do what they want, and nobody stops them. When the whistleblower John Kiriaker wrote his blog, Letters from Loreto, they harassed him for it. I am not even trying to do an expose on corrupt prisons, but discussing it privately is forcing me to go public, because they want to punish me for my private expressions to my family. Sunshine is the best disinfectant, so here it all is. I doubt the outcome would have been different had I used a different description, because I threatened his ability to act with impunity. Had my mother not sent off emails to higher-ups? Who knows? Clearly I threatened his ability to act without oversight, and it scared him, so here I go again. Exposing his attempts to shut me up. I have filed complaints to higher-ups, and this battle will continue. So in the meantime, let's get to some music. It's System of a Down, with Prison Song, on WBCQ, The Planet.
Around the world, drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Mother, I crack my smack my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Drug money's used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Baby, Dead Frog Radio. That was 3 days grace, singing about things that this prison will never see, because this is a low security prison. And the people here just want to go home. It sets the stage quite well for mistreatment, where nobody will stand up and protect their rights. I find it funny that the prison music store censors references to guns and censors swear words, but yet, that song is available for purchase. Rioting in prison is the same as killing someone or having a shank. Even discussing it is a big deal. Yet purchasing songs about it is perfectly fine. The music store censored that weird 80s song Little Girls by Oingo Boingo, calling it inappropriate. Yet songs about drugs and rioting are totally fine. Songs about actual crimes are okay. Just don't even think about discussing the Second Amendment in your songs here. Speaking of songs about rioting, and even as a bonus, theft. It's some Sublime, with April the 29th, 1992, on Dead Frog Radio. Song available in the prison music store, with the single swear word at the end censored. Makes perfect sense. It's WBCQ. Keep it locked.
Store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one look to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Let it burn. Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, it can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know to threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why I do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. The registration, cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Uptown to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, undercovers dressed as fiends. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, and as I sold the last bag, fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep blocked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, a nigga get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
This visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Dead Frog Radio. Yup, they won't let me out, as I sit here in the hole in FCI Loretto, banned from the phone officially, for having a radio modified to receive shortwave, but really it's just retaliation for pissing off the warden. It's alright though, I actually feel great. If they were trying to rattle my cage, they failed. But since I can't do new news or commercials, and I have to use this robot voice,
I'm a robot, I like robots, I have a robot vagina.
I really don't have a lot of cool shit I can do. And go figure, I was told that my producer sent me a list of my songs, but it was apparently in a flat rate envelope, so they put it in my property bag and I can't have it. Hell of a world I live in. Anyway, I'm gonna go rogue myself here and have my producer pick some songs now. And he has decided to play what may possibly be the greatest song ever to air on shortwave. It's Trevor Moore, and it's right here on Dead Frog Radio.
God hates the tips of little baby dicks. God hates the tips of little baby dicks. So if your kid's a male, even though he'll scream and yell, you gotta cut it off, or the little souls will burn in hell.
Well, way back in the beginning, God was making men and women. the sea and the birds of song. He announced he'd made perfection, but on closer inspection he noticed that he left one piece a bit too long. God hates the tips of little baby sticks. God hates the tips of little baby sticks. So if your kid's a male, even though he'll scream and yell, you gotta cut it off, or their little souls will burn in hell. God gathered people's leaders, said start snipping babies' wieners. This will be a sign of our love and covenant. A few then went and raised objections, saying they didn't see the connection. But he said, I'm God, so none of this needs to make sense. Go and cut him with the scalpel, go and cut him with the scissors, or go and perform a matitza, a buffet.
Matitza.
That's when the rabbi sucks the blood out the baby's penis with his mouth. I swear to God, that's a real thing. Go and Google it.
Go and Google it.
Now today across the land, people still keep his commands, and children learn their first lesson right after birth.
After birth.
The ones who are supposed to protect them hold them down and painfully correct them. Then they smile and say, welcome to life on earth.
Welcome to life on earth.
God hates the tips of little baby sticks. God hates the tips. Because that's what God instructs, unless it's not, and some ancient herbs just made it up. Unless it's not, and some ancient herbs just made it up.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man.
Tell it, man.
It was this blind man, right?
Man, check it.
It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey. He walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said, woo!
Good morning, ladies.
You like that shit, man?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Hey, you ought to get more than
I tell you what,
man.
My man on the guitar, hey, fool on the drum.
Right.
Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes
come
I got,
on, man.
Hey, crack
man.
But first, I'm going to start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
Say, Coke 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park after dark, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palmdale, skating on Dayton rims. So roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe to Ville. If my tapes and my CDs just don't sell, I bet my cabbie will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palmdale.
Well,
when the Afro man walked through the white land, houses went up for sale.
Hell.
Well, I was standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan.
Jan.
I let her ride in my caddy because I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor.
Woo.
Fucked so long, I grew a fucking Afro. Then I fucked to the left,
left.
Fucked to the right.
Right.
She sucked my dick till the shit turned white. I thought to myself, Sheba, Sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until her daddy pulled up in a Chevrolet. So I ran, I jumped out the back window, but her daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night.
Damn.
But I ain't mad at her prejudiced dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had. I got a bag of weed and a bottle of wine.
I'ma fuck that bitch just one more time. Code 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need.
Come on.
We can go to the park after dark, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint.
pick out the season stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Bells, skating on Dayton rims. Come on, so roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe DeVille. If my tapes and my CDs just don't sell, I bet my cabby will.
I met this lady in Hollywood. She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house, cause she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger than mine. I met this lady from Japan, never made love with an African. I fucked her once. I fucked her twice. I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice. Don't be amazed at the stories I tell you.
Tell you.
A woman in the heart of Australia had a big butt and big titties too, so I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii, stuck it in her ass and she said aye. Lips was breakfast, pussy was lunch, then her titties busted open with Hawaiian punch. Met Colonel Sanders' wife in the state of Kentucky. She said, I fry some chicken if you just fuck me. I came in her mouth, it was a crisis. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices.
Coke 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, at the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man, check this out. I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Hennessy. That country music really drove me crazy, but I rode that ass and said, yes, Miss Daisy. Met this lady in Oklahoma, put that pussy in a coma. Yeah. Met this lady in Michigan, I can't wait till I fuck that bitch again. Met a real black girl down in South Carolina, fucked her till she turned to a white albino. Fucked this hooker in Iowa, I fucked her on credit, what? So I owe her. Fucked this girl down in Georgia, yeah. Came in the mouth, man, I thought I told you. No. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe, she just ran across the border of Mexico. Fine young thing, said her name's Maria. Watch I it. Wrapped her up just like a hot tortilla. I wanna get married, but I can't afford it. I know I'ma cry when she get deported.
Go 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need.
Come on,
we can go to the park, got the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bong like Cheech and Chong and sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint, pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Bells, skating on Dayton rims.
Come on,
so roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe DeVille.
This is a Best of Dead Frog Radio News.
A normally polite Canadian finally snaps and sets back the all-Canadians-are-polite stereotypes many years. Maurice Blackman reports.
Terrence Collins has been fighting his internal turmoil for a long time.
All these people, you know, they think that because I'm Canadian that they can treat me poorly and I'm just, you know, gonna be polite. This isn't about me being Canadian. This is about me being treated like a human being.
In this up until now pleasant and typical of Canadian people non-confrontational dialogue, I learned that Terrence Collins does occasionally get angry.
Doesn't everybody get angry? Why do people think we don't? It's kind of offensive, to be honest.
As you just heard, Terrence Collins absolutely tried to pick a fight with our correspondents and was being rude and arrogant. I almost thought I was listening to an American for a second there. The Canadian government has released a statement denouncing Terrence Collins as an un-Canadian rogue and apologized profusely for his comments. This stain on Canada's reputation will take a lot more than a maple leaf-sized band-aid to cover up, if it can ever recover. Maurice Blackman, DFR News.
Apple today is facing criticism of its inaction in dealing with a major issue related to its Siri phone assistant software. Mike Hunt reports.
Thanks. Siri has crossed the line, according to some.
When she told me to rip out my intestines, tie them into a noose, and hang myself from a traffic light, I knew something had to be wrong.
Charles Murphy says Siri keeps trying to suggest he kill himself, often in quite creative ways.
She's collaborating in a detail I've never heard before. It's really chilling.
Such documented ideas are to drink pureed poison rats, bathe in a hot tub filled with Drano, put burrowing rodents in ski goggles and glue the goggles to his face, and for some reason, eat a lot of Cheetos chicken fries from Burger King. Apple has denied that there's any problem with its Siri assistant, stating that Siri is a personal assistant that simply gathers the information people request in a way that is useful to the user. In translating this from corporate bullshit-ese to English, it reads as though Apple is blaming the user for Siri's instructions. Apple's stock prices remain stable, probably because stock prices have no real foundation in reality. However, many people have serious questions about why Apple is letting Siri run wild. Other people have found that Siri randomly tries to direct people to drive off of bridges, stating, "Veer right to make the pain go away." As we find out more, trust Dead Frog News to bring you the latest. Mike Hunt, DFR News.
That was a best of DFR News. To hear the latest news, you'll just have to wait until at least February. Yup. Fucking February.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
Gary Johnson worldwide on WBCQ. Of course, time to do some pandering. First, WBCQ is holding a donation drive. They want monies to improve this here station on your radios to bring more free speech programming to the airwaves. Go to WBCQ.com and help them out. Next, with your leftover monies, head on over to GoFundMe.com/DeadFrogRadio. Any amount is greatly appreciated. I can't even earn hustle money now that I'm in the hole, so we appreciate anything that you can send. And finally, Ramsey's Roadhouse is a great show, by a great fellow, right here on WBCQ, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern. I used to listen weekly before they destroyed my radios. So do me a favor and listen on my behalf. Consider that a donation of your time instead of your money. You won't regret it. It's a fun show. Speaking of fun, we've got some more fun coming up right after this short break. You're listening to Dead Frog Radio on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Keep it locked.
Don't want to be alone this holiday season? Hank's Hooker House is having our ho-ho-ho sale. All hoes are on sale at prices so low, we're practically giving them away. Call us Santa Claus. This just in, our Santa's little helpers are back for another year of unwrapping your present. We hire only the finest midgets and dwarfs, and this year is no exception. But we are making exceptions. This year, the helpers are also on sale. Everything is on sale for Christmas this year at Hank's Hooker House. Plus, when you bring a friend, everything is cut in half again. 50% off of 50%. At prices this low, how could we even turn a profit? So you better come on in before we bankrupt ourselves with these insanely low prices. All of our hoes are tested weekly, our rooms are the cleanest in town, and our hosts know how to blow and flow. So step into Hank's Hooker House today, where tepid is better than famine. 7169 Lake Avenue in Lake City. Hank's Hooker House is not responsible for lost or stolen items, not responsible for injuries or STDs. WG license number 1364, owned and operated by Hank's Adult Entertainment LLC. To qualify for 50% off of 50%, friend must be real and not a blow-up doll, farm animal, domestic animal, or any other non-human being. To bang the midgets, additional security deposit required to ensure midget is not stolen or damaged. Prices do not include cleaning fees or cost of any damaged item.
Have you been looking for hard-to-find World War II memorabilia? Civil War gear? How about a Klan robe? Racist Reminders is your one-stop shop for anything those damn social justice warriors wish would just go away. We constantly stock the best and most inflammatory gear to piss people off while making sure you get the gear you want at a price you can afford. Backed by popular demand are our Burning Cross lighters. One flick and you'll have your own pocket-sized Burning Cross to show those people how you feel. Racist Reminder stocks hard-to-find records and CDs of good old music with a message. We also have new products like our Black Lives Don't Matter shirt. So come on in to Racist Reminders today. 5015 Lake Avenue, Lake City.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want, cause look. I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope. Through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust. 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 In a holocaust.
I ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars. No handlebars.
She, my wife's a fantastic woman. She really is. She's the kind of person like I couldn't raise these kids. She like researches good schools. She researched a school one time. She goes, it's a great school. There are a lot of Koreans. I went, okay. We show up. It's 98% Korean. No, no, listen, I'm just a regular person. I'm not, I have no hate in my heart for anyone whatsoever. I'm a real motherfucker. I walk in a room with 400 Korean families and 5 white families and a black family hiding in the corner. I just walked in and I was like, what the fuck is this? And my wife's like, what? I go, what do you mean, what? Like, she goes, what? I go, the fucking Taekwondo tournament going on in here. You don't see this? You don't, am I the only one that sees this? She's like, babe, I said there was going to be a lot of Koreans. I'm like, bitch, a lot of Koreans is 7. This is a dick load. This is a boatload. You should have said, you want to go to North Korea? Because that's where we are right now. She go, maybe if you get to know some of the parents, you won't have a problem with it. So I go over to the white and black people hiding in the corner like, I'm here. What are we going to do? Thank God there was a black woman there to keep shit real. First words out of her mouth. You see all these motherfucking Koreans? I just met my best friend. It is a beautiful moment when a black woman and a white man can commit a hate crime together. Sandy is her name, and we start talking. Then a white woman comes over and screws it up. Just comes over and goes, what do you guys have? Sandy leans into me and she goes, we're about to have the bird flu if we don't leave this bitch. The lady goes, what? And Sandy just looks at me and goes, they're your people. You handle this. I go, I have girls. She goes, oh, that's so great. What are their names? I said, Georgia and Isla. She goes, oh, I have a boy. I was like, cool. She's like, don't you want to know his name? I'm like, not at all. She goes, his name's John Henry. And I start laughing hysterically. Because that's what I call my dick. I've just never met a John Henry before. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, do you know a John Henry? I'm like, hell yeah! Really good. He's like my best friend. And I start talking to these women for the whole orientation surreptitiously about my junk. About my buddy, John Henry, who lives down south. And is bald. Until my wife gets done her Pigalle tournament and comes over to us. It's like, what are you guys laughing about? And this woman's like, you're never gonna believe this. My son's name is John Henry. My wife's like, oh, that's what he calls his dick. Sandy falls out laughing. And I watch this woman realize all the stories I've been telling her about how John Henry has two roommates, how their next door neighbor's an asshole, how he tells everyone he's 6 foot, but he's really 5'7". I thought it was funny.
Stand it, don't have- Aloha. Johnny Aloha here with my Lollapalooza band for a special celebrity duet from the island of Slipknot, Corey Taylor.
Aloha, Johnny.
Aloha, Corey. And from the jungles of Las Vegas, Richard Cheese.
Good evening.
Singing Lover Boy. Take it away, Richard.
Thanks, Johnny. Corey, are you ready for our big duet?
I'm very ready, Richard. Are you ready?
You bet. I'll do the Mike Reno part.
Okay.
I thought that dreams belong to other men. 'Cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again. I feared my heart would beat in secrecy. I faced the nights alone. How could I have known that all my life I only needed you? Oh, almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise. How could we ask for more? I swear that I could see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
All right, Richard, this is the big power ballad bridge. Take it home, man.
Okay, stand back.
And in your arms, salvation's not so far away.
Thank you.
It's getting closer. Closer every day, almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise. How could we ask for more? I swear that I could see forever in your eyes.
Corey, knock him out.
Oh, paradise.
Hey, I didn't know you sang in Night Ranger.
Oh, dude.
Paradise.
Thank you, Corey.
No, thank you, Richard.
Dead Frog Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock! Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH shutdown-H now. Good night. Is that a thong? Yeah.